Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Shkalim daf Mem Hey 45. As we continue here in Perek Shlosha Asar Shofaros, the 13 Shofaros. But again, this Perek is not talking about too much so far of the Shofaros. We have the related issues to the other 13 in the Mishnah. 13 Shofaros, 13 Shulchanos, 13 Hishtachavayos. Hishtachavayos. Why? Because there's a 14th one, Shalbeis Rabbi Gamliel. And Rabbi Hanania, Skana Kohanim said there were 14. The 14th one was by the Dir Ha'isa, where maybe the Aron was buried. And by the way, what else was buried with the Aron? The Shemen HaMishcha and the Mate of Aron and a couple of other things. So once we brought up the discussion of where the 14th, so this is what we discussed all the different ideas. So back on Daf Mem Gimel, we had a whole daf about the Shemen HaMishcha. And last Daf Mem Dalet, we had a daf about the placement of the items in the Aron. Were there two luchos in the Aron and the Torah was not in the Aron? That was the second shita. Or were they all squeezed, fit in with a little room for the ability to take it out? But that was the luchos. So we continue today with discussions of the luchos as well. And then we'll get to the next Mishnah, which talks all about where the Hishtachavayos were and the gates of the Azar. So it says the Gemara, we're on the bottom of Mem Dalet Amud Beis. We mentioned the first Shita, which is what we usually assume. How were the Luchos written? So the Torah tells us that it were 10 Dibros and 2 Luchos. That's all we know. We don't know how it was split, and it seems like there were 10 Dibros, as we just said, and they were written once on the two luchos somehow. And that's the first opinion in the Gemara. Let's go back. So it's 5 on one, 5 on the other. As we said, even though there are many more words on one in the first 5 than the last 5. And still, that's how it was split. We've mentioned in the past the chiddush of the Mabit in Kiryat, in Beis Elokim, who says, that's interesting. It's all, they have many more words. So wouldn't that make the luchos lopsided? Because we know the luchos were written, the way the luchos were written, it was really space, right? It was space in the rock. You took out the rock, and that's how the words, and the Gemara says that it was read miraculously on both sides. But if there are many more words on the first, the right luach, then that side will be much lighter because there are many more words. There'll be much less rock. And therefore, was that okay? You could say it was lopsided, and Moshe Rabbeinu held it anyway in that way. Mabit says no. It was exactly equal weight. It was just that the left side, the Losirtz and Losidach, had a much much larger font. The words were much much bigger, and therefore the space that was missing on both sides was equal. And why is that? Because you have to have very large Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Bein Adam L'Mako, people take seriously anyway, even if it's not written as big. But the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, L'Osir Tzach L'Sinaf L'Signov, so that it was written in big flashing letters, L'Osir Tzach L'Sinaf, to make sure that it was taken seriously. So that's the 5 on one luach and 5 on the other luach, and they weighed the same according to the Babit. Just to one makar, if one wants to look, there's a long shuva in the Radvaz. Somebody asked the Radvaz, what's with all these dais in the Yerushalmi and Shkalim about how the luchos looked? We're about to have a couple more dais. So he goes through a long tshuva. It says, Gimel Tuf Kuf Mem Tes. Odiach Adaiti, you did nafshi. You asked me, my friend. Bahad de Garcina be Yerushalmi Shkalim. That's already a musser. That he was asked, a Shiloh, one of the post-Gedar, about what's the pshat of the Yerushalmi and Shkalim. They were learning Yerushalmi and Shkalims. And they wanted a no pshat of it. So that's already a musar. So he goes through, he quotes all of his opinions. V'kasha alecha litzayir davarzeh. And it's hard for you to envision what all these opinions look like, which you didn't read yet. So let me explain to you what they all look like. He starts off by Ivra shemamarzeh kasha. You're right, it's difficult. So first he gives him a little chizuk. For me, it's also difficult, says the Radvaz, posek adar. Shemamarzeh kasha. U'mashabir bo ein Yaakov hu kasha mimenu. I'm not going to argue on those who came before me. I'm just going to say what I think, how it looked. And then he goes through the different day is, it's 2.5 column tshuva about, what it looked like. Okay. Well, let's continue. So that's one opinion. 5 on one side, 5 on the other side, as we would have thought. The Rabbanan Amrin, Asara Aluach Zev, Asara Aluach Zev. Second opinion. The Rabbanan say no. It was 10 written on each one. Right? All the Dibros were written on each Luach. Right? So it's 20 altogether. Asara Aluach Zev, Asara Aluach Zev. I mean, it's the same 10. Hada, Hu Dechsev, because it says, Vayageid lachem es briso asher tziva eschem lasos azeres advarim vayichtaveim al shnei luchos avanim. That's the lashon of the whole pasuk. So Moshe Rabbeinu told him the bris, and that's what he wrote them. Them is talking about all of them on each one. That's how we learn the pasuk al shnei luchos avanim asara luach zev asara luach zev. That is opinion number 2. 10 and 10. Number 3. Rishon by Achai Omer. Esrim aluach zeh ve'esrim aluach zeh. 20 on each. 20 on each, meaning double on each. Dechsev v'yich teveim, as it, al shnei luchos avanim. You write them, and we darshit v'yich teveim is a double. As the Tiklan Chazin says, Sri Kurabanan dav aver echad hayakos v'asar. It was all written on each one, on each side. So therefore there were 20 altogether. Esther, now you see how why the Rav was asked this question. Okay, now we're getting a little tricky. So you have, it was, 20 on each. So let's say each stone one, so you had him written twice on each one, one facing either direction. So we said maybe that was miraculous, but that was 20 on each one. Okay, Rav Simai Omer, number 4, Arba'im Aluach Zeh, the Arba'im Aluach Zeh. Right, there was 40 on each. What's 40 on each? Mizeh umizeh heim suvim tetragona. It's a Greek word for that would mean 4. Tetragona, maruba, or square. Right. So if you have a cube, think about a cube. So each of the luchos were a cube, and there were luchos written on each side of the cube. That's 40 on each. 40 on each. So those are the 4 opinions. 10, 5, 10. 20, 40. Those are the different, we could say much about, the Luchos, and we'll say a few points, throughout the shiur. We'll start off this, at this stage with the Be'er Yosef on Vayishlach. On Vayishlach. The Be'er Yosef, or Be'er Bisalant, on Vayishlach has a very creative, thought, right? The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Chulin on Afsadi, a machlokas between the Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say the Isra of Gidon Asha only applies to the right sciatic nerve and not the left one. That's a Yehuda Shita. Right? Only on the right one. Gidon Asha who be Yerachimin, the Chachamim say it's on both. The Chachamim say it's Yerachimin and Yerachimol. And the Rabbi Yehuda says no, Eino Asa Ela B'Shel Yemin. Only the right one. The right sciatic nerve and not the left. And the Chachamim say no, both. And the Gemara says, why? Because, what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda that he would only say the right one? Because the Malach only hit him on the right one. Right? So, Machlokes in, you know, what happened in that fight? Right? Based on Psukim, obviously. But he said, the Malach Nogabo Rak B'Yerach Yemin. That is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And the Rabbanan say, no. The Lashon of the Gemara is, Me'achore Asi V'Nashye B'Travayu. The Malach came from behind and dislocated both of them. Right? Me'achore nashe ve, be'achore asi v'nashi b'travaya. Rashi, hiko b'shtehem atche nashu mimkomam va'alu. So what's the deeper idea here? So is the, between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, again, Rabbi Yehuda is only the right, nerve, and the Chachamim say both. And the reason is whether, is this a machlokas and metzias? The Machlokas of Metzias about the fight of the Malach and Yaakov Avinu. See, I'd rather not say that. I'd rather say that it's not a Machlokas of Metzias. And the Chachamim would agree if it was, hit in the right, that it was hit in the right. So what's the Machlokas about? So he quotes, Ubederech HaRayon VaHaRemez, Efsher Levaer, how a man thinks. And he was not so long, he was Nifter in 1982, the Be'er Yosef. De Amru, B'medrash, Shamalach Usaro Shal Esav, Fu Asatan Vayitzahara. Who is this Malach Usaro Shal Esav? It's the Yitzahara, it's the Malach HaMavis, it's the, right, that same person, same being who wears many different hats. And he tried to get Yaakov, and he saw Yaakov was very strong. So he said, you know what? I'm going for the thigh. What's the thigh? Throughout Chazal, Yotze Yerecho are children, right? Those that come out of the thigh. So when it says he hit his thigh, it meant he knew he couldn't, Yaakov was too strong. So I'm gonna go for the children. Upaga b'yotze yirecho, shem doros asidim latzeis bimenu. V'hainu shel Yaakov, lo haya yachol l'harav l'fgo abo. He couldn't get Yaakov. Avon naga b'yotze yirecho, v'heima doros shasidim latzeis bimenu. Shebahem naga upagam l'achshilo mitarot Hashem u'mitzvosav. Fine. So he goes for the kids. So what did he do? So Rabbi Yehuda says, and what did the Malach think? You know, I'm gonna go for the right. What's the right? What's on the right luach? Bein adam lamako. Says, you know, I could get some, I could damage them. That's a little harder for people to commit to. And that's why he says that many times throughout history, Jews are always involved in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Because that's what we are. We are Mahuz. Rachbanim, Baishanim, Gomel, Chasadim. We're all social action and Tikkun Olam. Shabbos and Kashrus and Tarsim Mishpacha. That's what it means, that he went for the right luach, right? The luach, I read that, the benadam la makom, the first five dibros. Luach harishit shel atzad yamin, chamesh dibros rishonos, shem nechlolam kal ha-torah ha-mitzvah ba-shein, benadam la makom. Luach ha-sheni, the left one, is benadam la chaveiro. Ubechein ha-adam ha-shalem. So he says, that's what Rabbi Huta says, he hit him on the right side, because that's what he went for. And what do the chacham say? The chacham say that, no. If you don't have proper Benadam Lamakom, there even your Benadam Chaveiro is warped. And, you know, you can't be perfect in one without the other. And you think that I'm a perfect Benadam Chaveiro Jew. No, if you don't have Benadam Lamakom, then even your Benadam Chaveiro is warped. And the opposite, by the way, too, if somebody thinks they're perfect in Benadam Lamakom, but they have no Benadam Chaveiro, then their Benadam Lamakom is warped. And, it's a limp. It's a limp. It's impossible to only have one side and walk perfectly with that side. You're definitely going to be favoring that side because of the limp and the injury in the other side. Exactly how it is in the physical realm, that's exactly how it would be in the spiritual realm. And that's what he says. Ubechein ha'adam ha'shalem, b'shnei chelkei ha'torah, b'shnei yisodosav, b'chelek bein adam ha'magor nal chaveiro, hu ha'adam ha'shalem begufo ha'omed v'holech al shnei raglo b'limum. Ula mishu lakui b'mitzvah satorah, b'chelek shmein adam ha'makom, Nikrat soleh al raglo ayamanis v'chulu, and he continues. And he says, that's what it means. The chachavim say, no, he came from behind and got both. You're right, he went for the right. He went for the right. But if you go for the right, it's both. And it's, you don't see it at first, but he came from behind. Me'achore asi v'nashi b'travayu. And he dislocated both. That's the language of the chachavim. And that's what he says at the end. Kisarisa im elokim v'im anashim v'tuchal. Right, you were successful, Yaakov Avinu, the Malach says, in both. Im Elokim, Ben Adam Lamakom, V'im Anashim, Ben Adam Lachaveiro, V'atuchal. Ben Adam Lamakom, Majer Lachaveiro, V'chulu, and that's what unbelievable creativity and thought process of that, of the Ber Yosef. Okay, so that is, we continue. So we have four opinions, what the Luchos look like. And Meheri Banabes HaMikdash, or Mehera, we're gonna see who's right. Right, we're going to see those luchos, and we're going to see how those second luchos were cracked. As we said, it was the same measurements as we had yesterday, which was interesting. If they were broken, you wouldn't think they would be the exact same measurements as the whole one, but that's what, maybe there was just one crack in it. And then, so they still took up the same space. Okay, we continue. Chananya ben Achir b'Yeshua Omer, bein kol dibur v'dibur dikduke avosi osea shal Torah. Between each dibur were the Dikdukim and osios. What does that mean? What does that mean? So some might say, let's read one more line. Mimulan betarshish, filled up with tarshish, like diamonds. Kiyama rabba, like the yam. Like the yam, like the sea. What does that mean? Explain the Tekken Chalitin. Just like the yam has big waves, and between each big wave are little waves. So too, the dibros. You had the dibros, but between each dibor was more Torah. More Torah. And that is the pirushim and explanations. There are midrashim that talk about, and the Beis Halevi has a whole drasha about this, relating to possibly the first luchos, right? Which luchos are we talking about here? Doesn't even say ve'yich teveim, right? It could be the second luchos, some of these psukim, but the Beis Halevi says there was a major difference between the first and the second luach. Beis Halevi in Drush Yurches, Beis Halevi has drushes, and in the last drasha, number 18, he develops the idea of the difference between the first and the second Luchos. He says the first Luchos, there was no such thing as Torah Shebal Peh. It was all written down on the first Luach. And that's what he says it means, right? There were these, all these deeper, in between. In between, everything was written between. That means there was little letters. There was a little writing in between because even the second, even Torah Shebal Peh was written on the Luchos. What changed? The second Luchos, it was only Torah Shebal Chsav. It was only the Luchos on it, and Torah Shebal Peh was not written on it. Where was Torah Shebal Peh? It was written on us. That's the Beis HaLevi's Chiddush. We, Klal Yisrael, became the cloth of Torah Shebal Peh. So you might say, and we had a Shabbat Shuvah drash about this many years ago, and you might say, that's not fair. That's not fair. Before we did the Egel, so the Torah Shebal Peh was written on the Luchos, and afterwards it was written on us? Isn't that better? No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized that, you know, he wants to keep us forever. And if he wants to keep us forever, so how does he wants to keep our Kedusha forever. So how does he do that? So basically Levi explains that we know there are two types of categories of Kedusha. Tashmishe Mitzvah and Tashmishe Kedusha. Tashmishe Mitzvah, something that's used for a mitzvah, like a lulav, like a sukkah, like a shofar. And what's the halacha? After you finish using them for the mitzvah, and they get old. Sometimes shofars can be great, but after a while, sometimes some shofars have to be retired. And, obviously, lulavs and esrogs. So what do you do with them? Nizrakin, right? You could throw them out. Me'ikir adin. But tashmishe kedusha are nignazin. Tashmishe kedusha, anything connected to the ksav of Torah, a mezuzah case, a tefillin bag, right? Any of that cannot be nizrakin. That's nignazin. That kedusha stays forever. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after the Egel, he saw that we might not survive, you know, if he didn't take drastic measures. So what did he do? He changed us from Tashmishe Mitzvah to Tashmishe Kedusha. And he put the Ksav of Torah Shebal Peh on our hearts. And once that happens, so then forevermore, we are inherently, Kadosh. Right, Kadosh. And that's, he doesn't quote this, but he was a little bit earlier. That's why I was quoted. But he was overlapped, I think, the Meshech Chachma and the Beis HaLevi. Meshech Chachma was a little later. The Meshech Chachma says, if you look in the pre, I think it's in Mishpatim and Re'eh. I forgot to bring the Sukkim. I think it's in Mishpatim and Re'eh, where Bnei Yisrael are described differently, right? I think, in Mishpatim were called Kodesh. Am Kodesh. And in Re'eh were called Am Kadosh. And he says that little diuk is the difference. Kodesh is descriptive of we act holy. Kadosh is inherent. Because that's Tashmishe. He doesn't use the language of the Beis HaLevi. But that's Tashmishe Kedusha, not Tashmishe Mitzvah. And that's what changed in the second Luchos. That's what changed in the second Luchos. That's what he continues and goes through the this. To be Kodem, I'll just read you one paragraph from the Beis HaLevi. To me, kodem the chalat Torah haya ramuz bahaluchos, like we just had in our Gemara. Hayu Yisrael vaTorah shnei inyanim. The Yisrael hemakaimim lahaTorah v'shomer mosa. V'hayu oz bebechinas kli shemunach bo Torah. Ukemo aron haKodesh shemunach bo asefer Torah. V'hu tashmishe kedusha. Avial achar kach the nitelam haTorah shebal peh nimsa the Yisrael hembechinas klaf. Shel Torah Shebal Peh. We are the cloth of Torah Shebal Peh. Kumo Shomer HaKasav, Kasvei Maluach Libecha. Ukumo Shaklaf Shel Shleif Torah Hu Etzem HaKadusha, V'lo Tashmish, Daklaf HaKasav Shel Barach Bo B'Shneim Yachadim Sefer Torah, Kumo Chein HaTorah V'Yisrael Kula Chadhu. We are all one. Okay. Drosh Beis HaLevi, Drosh Yud Ches. We could stop every two lines and have a yesod like this, but we'll do what we can. It's the whole daf is all about the luchos. What can we do? Continue. Rav Shimon Lakish, Kahavi Mati Adin Lakraya, when he came to this pasuk, Havi Amar Yafilim Dani Chananya Ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua. Right? He liked his Rasha. Now, right, we just said it outside, but now he's going to say it. Ma Yamazeh Ben Gal Gadol Galam Ktanim. Just like in the sea, between the big waves or small waves, kach being called deeper and deeper vid tiktukev osi oser shel Torah. So too, there's a lot in between, each of the dibros. Period. There's more, but we'll continue a little bit. Amar Rabbi Tanchuma is Kashius Kumi Rabbi Pinchas. I asked a question from in front of Rabbi Pinchas. Asya, the following pasuk sounds like Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Asya k'Rabbi Meir. Like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Meir. What was Rabbi Yehuda Meir? That was yesterday's daf. That was the machlokas we had, that Rabbi Meir was the one that says, you use the amos of six tvachim. According to Rabbi Meir, there's some space for the Torah inside. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, use the amah of six, five tvachim, and therefore the aron was smaller, so there was no space for that sefer Torah inside. So obviously it had to be put somewhere outside. So the Gemara says here, the following pasuk sounds like Rabbi Yehuda's right, that the Torah was outside. Matam to Rabbi Yehuda, why, what's the source for Rabbi Yehuda? Lokoch ha-sefer ha-Torah hazeh, right? Take this Torah, right? We know a pasuk, the end of Dvarim. Lokoch ha-sefer ha-Torah hazeh v'samtem oso mitzad aron bris Hashem v'gomer. Mitzad sounds like it's on the side of. So it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda's right. Well, daiti to Rabbi Yehuda, du amar hechano ha-sefer Torah nasun. According to Yehuda, where was the Sefer Torah put? Kemin gluskis asalami bachutz. There was some type of container or a box that was outside the Aron via Sefer Torah, nasal atocho. And the Sefer Torah was in it. So that's what it sounds like. Put it mitzad. So mitzad says outside. That sounds like Rabbi Yehuda Shita from yesterday's daf, that the Aron was smaller and there was no room for the Torah inside. What would Rabbi Meir do with this pasuk? So mitzad must mean inside on the side of the luchos. That's what Chazal say elsewhere. It's not impossible. Mitzad means on the side of the luchos, inside the aron. That's what you'd have to say it. Matan de Meir. Well, what's Rabbi Meir's source? That the Torah was inside. Because of the following. V'nasadah zakabar salar milamala v'gomer. Right? What does that mean? So you have to look in the Tikkun Chadin to fill it in. Right? Tikkun Chadin fills it in. There's two psukim. Right? There's two psukim. Because one pasuk says, the two psukim in a row, one pasuk says, put the luchos in, and then put the kaporis on the aron. What's the kaporis? That's the cover. So if you put the luchos in and then you put the kaporis on, then the aron's closed. Then there's another pasuk that says that ve'la aron titenus ha'edus asher etein alecha. And into the aron, second line on the left side of the Tikkun Chazin, to the aron, you'll put the edus. You already put the edus in. And what are you supposed to put it in? You put the cover on already. So what does that pasuk mean? So says Rabbi Huda, no, that must mean the Torah. The Torah wasn't finished yet, right? It saw it be written, right? So it says the Tikkun Chadatin, beautiful. And we'll start with the bottom right, last line in the first column. El al karchach de krokama myri beluchos nikru luchos aedus. Via karchach zibet asad akaporis al aron, then put the cover on, lo ruye, ditchilo yidinus al luchos, via karchach and sakapores, first put in the luchos. Then the kapores, via charkaksiv, via laron titenus eidus, asher etin alecha koi, a sefer Torah. Shnikri is gamkin eidus. That's also called eidus. Vigamkin haisa munachas, but mit betocha aron. Ach sefer Torah, dailo nitzna betocho atsof bem shana. But the sefer Torah wasn't put there until the end of the 40 years, till the sefer Torah was finished. Kamosha kasa, lagata de razer, samta misad aron. Lachen ksiv tzivui nisinasa achar, nisinasa kaporis al aron. You put the cover, the kaporis on years earlier. And then for all those years, only the luchos were in it. Then later on, the Torah. But you see, the Torah was put inside. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Al daite de Rabbi Yehuda, switch that gear up. And what would Rabbi Yehuda say? How would Rabbi Yehuda understand this pasuk? Right? It says the luchos were put in, and then the cover, and then again, the luchos were put in, right? What does that mean? Du'amar imuk demuchar batorah. It must be that he says, yeah, these psukim are not written in chronological order. It says put the cover on before you put the luchos in, but really means the luchos were put in before the cover. El of el ha'aron, titenus ha'edus asher etin alecha. Really, to the aron you put the edus in. V'acharkach v'asadah zakaporis ala aron milamala. And then put the cover on. Even though we don't like to say in muktam mukhar batorah within one parsha, as the Gemara says in the Bavli in Psachim in the first parak. Right, with v'yadabar Hashem Moshe Lamar. It doesn't really say that. Hashem, Bayadaber, Lamar, Moshe? No, of course not. Right, there's psukim, this psukim. So when do you say emuktam mu'uchar? Sections, stories, right? The one place in the Torah where everyone agrees that you have to say that is the beginning of Bamidbar, because the dates are written. Perek Aleph is after Perek Tes of Bamidbar, right? So you have to go to emuktam mu'uchar. But in general, the Ramban always tries to minimize. The Rashi is comfortable with saying emuktam mu'uchar. The Mishkan and the Egel. Mishkan Egel, the Ramban says, there's no such thing as Muktam Mukhar, right? It is written in chronological order. First you have the Mishkan, and then you have the Egel. And Rashi says, no, the Mishkan was an antidote and a tikkun for the Egel. So those are stories, separate stories, but to say like these psukim one after another, that's more difficult. But that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. That's what Yehuda says, in order to say that you didn't put the cover on until you put the contents inside. Vayter. Says the Gemara. Reb Pinchas b'shem Reb Shimon Lakish, HaTorah shenit din lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. The Torah that Hashem gave to Moshe, nitna lo eish levana charusa be'eish shchora. White fire on black fire. That's what the Torah described. Ki ha'eish muvleles ba'eish. It's fire that was consumed and swallowed by other fire. Chatsuva me'eish, that was yun from fire. What does that mean? So the Mefarshim here say from the Kisi HaKavod, which is made out of fire. V'nesuna me'eish, and it was given from fire. That's what was given from Hashem. Eish das. The Pasuk says in Zos HaBracha, Hadehu dechziv, mimino eish das lamo. So what does this all mean? There's a lot of fire going on. It's obviously not literal fire, but it's fire of, the Torah was given fire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we could spend a lot of time on this. Again, maybe just mention one, Be'er Yosef. We spoke about Be'er Yosef in Vayishlach. Let's mention another Be'er Yosef from Zos HaBracha. What exactly does it mean? So what does Rashi quote on this pasuk in Zos HaBracha? Eish das. What the Gemara says here. She's a ksuva me'oz lefanav be'ish shchora ga be'ish levana. Nasan lahem beluchos ksav yad yamino. What does that mean? So he said, if you look in the Torah, Eish das is spelled as one word. Eish das. Aleph, Shin, Dalet, Saf. But we read it, that's the Ksiv. The Kree is two. Eish, Das, Lamo. So the Kree is two. So what's the Kree and the Ksiv? So he explains, we know the Ramban tells us in Hagdama to the Torah that the Kol HaTorah Kula Shemos HaShem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole Torah spells out the name of Hashem in some deeper way. Right? And before the Torah was given, and before the world was created, the whole Torah was written all together, all the letters. When Hashem gave it to Moshe, he gave it to him split up. Bereshis, Bara, Elokim, Es HaShemayim. But really, it was written all together. All together. So, suggests the Be'er Yosef, maybe that's the white fire on black fire. The black fire was the original way the Torah looked. In the Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu way. And the white fire is how Hashem gave it to us and interpreted it for us. The white fire on the black fire. But he says this word eshtas is a secret to the whole Torah. This is the only word in the Torah that was left in its pristine original state. Eshtas. Right? That's why this is the word that is merames to us. Black fire on white fire. Because the Kri and the Ksiv, the Ksiv is how it was always originally written before the world was created. That's why it's written altogether as one word. And then it's read as two, Eish Das. And it's read as two, which is the way that that we were given the Torah. And that's why this word is a gilui on the whole rest of the Torah. The whole rest of the Torah also has this element of Shmos HaShem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but this is the only one that it says it by. V'lachin al kavana zu ba mesorah v'aksiv lichtov. V'hichtiv lichtov eish das v'milov teva achas. L'horos al hazman shemeaz. Shai seksuva beish charaga beish levana. Das hai seksuva ritzufa biyachad b'li efsik tevos. Ava kriyasa hi b'shtei tevos. L'horos al hakriya shenimsa l'moshe Rabbeinu. L'grosin nefredes li torah v'mitzas. U'b'teva zu remuza ramza torah shnei in yoneh shebechala torah kula. Sheish b'chilik tevos el afi chilik shmosav yisbarach v'chulu. That's the base Be'er Yosef. One towards the beginning of the shir and one towards the end. Let's do the Mishnah. Where were these 13 bowings down? That whenever you pass by one of these places, you bow down, bow down. Arba b'tzafon, v'arba b'darim, shalosh b'mizrach, v'shalosh b'mayrav. There were four in the north, four in the south, three in the east, and two in the west. Kenegesh, shalosh asar sha'arim. So the bowings down took place next to one of the gates. There were 13 gates. What were the gates? So we have the list. Right? Some of these will be, remind you of Meseches Tamid. And Midos, about where the gates were. Sharm Dromium, what were the southern gates? Smuchim Lamarif, starting with west to east. Shar HaElyon, the upper gate. The Mefarshim say, because it was not on the same, the mountain, it was, the gate was higher, on Gova than the, ones towards the east. So it was called the Elyon. Shar HaDelek, where the wood came from. Shar HaBechoros. This was on the south. So the Bechor is Kachay Kalim. So where all the Kachay Kalim came through. Because they could be shechted anywhere in the Azara. That's where they could come through the south side. So that's there. And Sharamayim. Why is it short with Sharamayim? Loma nikrish bo Sharamayim. Shebo machnis and slochosh on nisach hamayim b'chag. Because that's where they brought the nisach hamayim, getting ready for Sukkos. right? That's where they came through this gate for the avoda of Nisach HaMayim. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, a different shah, bo hamayim mefachim, their water, well, the Gemara will talk about this more, the water comes out or trickles out, atidim lios yotzin mitachas miftan abayis. And there's going to be a lot more water there, b'mos HaMashiach. There's going to be a whole river there, right? Water's going to flow out of there, b'mos HaMashiach. Those are all the south. Le'umatan, bitzafon, smuchin l'mamayar, we'll start with the west, shar yechanya, that's where Yechanya went out. Sharakarban, that's where the Kadshei Kadshim went through, because there, their shechit has to be Batzafon. Shar HaNashim, that's where the women came through to do smicha, as we'll see. Shar HaShir, that's where all the musical instruments were kept, when came through. Shar Yechanya, Shibo Yatza Yechanya Begalusa, that's when Yechanya, when he went, was sent into Galus by Nebuchadnezzar, he went out through that gate last. Shibo Mizrach, what are the east ones? Shar Nikanor, famous Nikanor's doors. Vishnei Pishmas in Oyelo, he had two smaller doors next to that one, Echab Yimina, Echab Smolo, Vishnei B'mayrev, Lo Hayalohim, Shame. The two in the west were hardly used, and they didn't have a specific name. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Those are the 13 gates, 13 Ishtachavayos, and we'll have to talk more about these gates next time.